Were you surprised by the reaction?
No, because I kind of think it fitted into the sort of press agenda of things happening at the BBC, which were unpalatable in some way. I mean, not to me, but, you know, well, obviously Carol Thatcher was, but, like, the language thing and the sort of tasteless jokes thing and the Jonathan Ross thing. So I suspect that anything of that ilk would have been picked up fairly quickly. So I wasn't surprised by it. I was kind of a bit surprised by the backlash, you know, because I felt that it was turned round to kind of make me look a bit like I was on a personal crusade to destroy her career. Because apparently there was talk of something going into the papers about me actually saying I couldn't get her mother, but I'm going to get her. Which, you know, it's just not the sort of way I operate, really.
Did it surprise you? Did it surprise you to hear her say it?
Oh, God, yes. I mean, it shocked me. It doesn't shock me that someone like her would use language like that. It shocked me that she would use it in the place that she did use it, you know. That she would be silly enough to do that in public.
So some people were saying, oh, but you know, you're offensive all the time.
Oh, yeah, and I swear and I say all men should be killed and stuff like that. Yeah, but I think there's an enormous difference which people just do not understand, you know. That kind of racism, as far as I'm concerned, and any kind of language that surrounds it or attitudes that demonstrate that you are racist, in my book, are absolutely taboo and always have been, you know.
There's quite a lot of talk, it pops up every so often, about men and women in terms of humour, and every so often some man pops up and says there are no funny women.
Yeah, normally a very irritating man.
Normally Christopher Hitchens or someone.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think that statement probably says more about them than it does about women comics, really.
What's your worst heckle?
One of the worst gigs I ever had was quite early on. I was doing Jonglers. Do you know Jonglers? It's kind of not really my kind of thing. And it had a real sort of, you know, in the 80s, it had a real kind of yuppie sort of feel about it.
And there was a lot of, in a basket.
Yes, exactly, yeah. And City Boys. Yeah. Well, there was a table of dentists sitting at the front, or about 12 of them, all really, really pissed. And one of them got on the table, slapped his knob out and shouted, "Suck my cock, you fucking bitch." And I thought, this is too much. I'm not putting up with this. I got off, and then I got told off for coming off 2 minutes early. So I didn't do Jonglers after that.